Chapter 1. Meet Tom Sawyer.
Tom!
No answer.
Tom!
No answer.
Where is that boy? Tom!
No answer. The old woman looked for Tom everywhere in the house.
Well, I'll find you, and I'll...
She went to the open door, and she looked into the garden. No Tom.
Tom!
She shouted. The woman was Tom's Aunt Polly. She heard something behind her. She turned quickly, and she caught a small boy with her hand.
There you are! Why were you in that closet? What did you do there?
Nothing, answered the boy.
Nothing? Look at your hands. Look at your mouth. What is that?
I don't know.
Well, I know. It's sugar. And you took it from the kitchen.
Aunt Polly's hand was ready.
I'll hit you, she said.
Oh, Aunt, look behind you, shouted Tom.
She turned, and the boy ran out of the house. Aunt Polly started to laugh.
That boy, she thought. He always does something different to me, and I never learn. How can I learn? He makes me angry. But then he makes me think, or he makes me laugh. Then I can't hit him, and he knows it. He's my dead sister's son, and I love him. I'm his parent now, and I want to be the best parent for him. But how can I? Parents must punish their children. Hitting a child makes him a good person. But hitting Tom makes my heart sad. I don't want to hit him. Oh, what can I do?
Aunt Polly made a plan.
I'll make him work tomorrow, she thought. He won't like that because all the other boys have a holiday on Saturdays.
Saturday came, and everyone was happy in the beautiful summer sun. But Tom had to work. Aunt Polly gave him a bucket of white paint and a brush. Tom looked at the fence, and he was not happy. The fence was high and very long. He put a little paint on the brush, and then on the fence. Then he looked at his work. The white part was very small, and the fence was very big. Tom sat down on the ground. Jim walked past with a water bucket. Young Jim lived with Tom's family, and he worked for them. Today, he had to get the water. Tom did not like that job, but it was better than painting.
Jim, I'll get the water for you. Will you paint the fence?
I can't, said Jim. Your aunt told me. She said, don't paint the fence for Tom.
Don't be frightened of her, Jim. I'll get the water quickly, and she'll never know.
Oh, no, I can't. She'll hit me.
Aunt Polly never hits anyone hard, said Tom. She only hits you on the head, and that's nothing. Jim, I'll give you this ball.
Jim began to think about it. He put the bucket on the ground, and he took the ball in his hand. But he could not keep the ball, because Aunt Polly came out of the house with a shoe in her hand. Jim quickly ran away with his bucket. Tom stood up with his brush again, and Aunt Polly walked home with a smile. Ben Rogers came past, and he saw Tom.
Poor you, said Ben. I'm going to swim in the river, but you have to work.
What work? Said Tom.
Well, isn't painting work?
Tom started painting again.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I like it, he said.
No, said Ben. You like it?
Of course. Normally, boys can't paint fences.
Ben watched Tom, and he thought about this. Soon, he said,
Tom, can I paint for a minute?
Tom thought about it, but then said,
No, no. You see, Aunt Polly wants someone to paint this fence well. Only one boy in 1,000 can paint well.
Oh, please, can I try? Please?
Ben, I want to say yes, but Aunt Polly won't like it.
Jim wanted to paint, but she said no.
Oh, please, I'll give you my apple.
Tom thought for a minute. Then he gave Ben the brush. He sat down and he enjoyed the apple. More boys stopped and laughed at Tom, but then they all stayed to paint too. And they paid Tom well. Before the end of the afternoon, the fence was white, and Tom was rich with apples. Tom went home.
Can I play now, Aunt?
He asked.
How much did you paint?
The fence is all white.
Is that true, Tom?
Yes, Aunt. It is white.
Aunt Polly went to look at the fence. She was very happy.
You can have this apple, she said. You'll enjoy it more because you worked hard for it.